Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh, everybody. It is me, Aiman Azlan. In today's video, I want to talk about something that I just received a question on. It's on YouTube. Somebody asked me in the comment section, could you share with us your experience studying in Canada? And I was like, sure, why not? Couldn't hurt. So, long story short, after SPM, I applied for a JPA and MARA scholarship. I got JPA scholarship, went to the interview, passed the interview, went for the pre-university, passed pre-university, and then I flew to Canada. So JPA chose the country, I did not. I chose the field. So back in the day, I wanted to pursue biotechnology, which, if you know my story, I changed to psychology during second year. So that's long story short. I'm in Canada back in 2009. So this was like 10 years ago. So memories, right? So in 2009, I arrived. So the first impression, actually, before I arrived in Canada, like so many Malaysian students, there are a few questions that pop up. Like, for example, the cost of living that popped up, being a Muslim overseas, so halal food, masjid, Islamophobia was a question back then, it's still a question now. And also culture shock. People discuss about culture shock. And looking back, to be really honest with you, those questions are just questions that came from a place of lack of knowledge and fear. Because looking back, I mean, living in Canada, I did not see what the whole fear was all about. I mean, before going to Canada, it was all like, oh my God, macam mana nanti? But then after you're there, you're like, what's the big deal? And this is something that I see a lot with regards to fear and anxiety. You know, when you have anxious feelings about something, your anxiety, your fear amplify how horrible that thing is, making you feel like you don't want to do that thing. But when you actually do that thing, you actually do it, right? Then you start to realize, wait, why is it that I was so afraid of this thing in the first place? I'll give you another example, right? Other than going overseas, public speaking. Before you do public speaking, if this is your first time, you will have this scenario in your head that this is something scary, this is something that is gonna be painful for you emotionally, this is something that you should not do, you should run away, you should be like, panicky, and that will actually prevent you from actually doing the thing. But if you can gather the courage to actually take the first step, to go on stage and speak in front of people, then you realize it is still scary, but it is not as scary as you made it seem in your head. You know what I'm saying? So it's exactly like going overseas to study, right? People make a too big of a deal out of it, when in fact it's still scary, but it's not as scary as, you know, people advertise it seem. So yeah, I went to Canada. The first thing that shocked me was the weather. I arrived at the airport, went out of the airport, and it was weird for me for the outside of the airport to be colder than inside because I'm used to like air conditioning in Malaysia, so the idea in my head is that it should be colder inside than outside. So it was the reverse. That was the first quote-unquote shock that I had. I still remember it. It was 16 degrees outside. So inside it was cold, right? It was a controlled temperature environment. But then when I stepped outside, it was colder. And I was like, oh wait, this is something. So I still remember that 10 years later. Now, with regards to the whole lifestyle, right? What's the big idea about the lifestyle? Okay, it's not the same, right? If you're thinking that maybe there's some similarities with Malaysian lifestyle, I would say 20% similarity, but most of it, it's totally different. Well, that's how it's supposed to be lah, because you are in a different country, different culture, you will be exposed to different kinds of people, different kinds of way of living, different kinds of food, different kinds of lifestyle, different kinds of infrastructure. Everything is different from A to Z. But was it shocking though? No, it was not. And the way that I'll explain it is because you get used to it really quickly. It's like going to a new school. It's just the first few days that's a bit weird. But after like a week, you get used to everything. Almost everything. Like the subway, the route that you take to go to university, your classes, your professors, your classmates. You get used to it very quickly. But there's an element of having that skill of being adaptive to your environment. Because I know there are students who can't adapt to the new environment. They're too used to the Malaysian culture, Malaysian environment. They can't adapt to another non-Malaysian environment. I think I was, alhamdulillah, blessed with being away from home ever since I was 16. So I went into boarding school ever since I was 16. So I was away from home at that young age. So I had to be okay with new environments. So after SPM, go to pre-university, again away from home, and then now in Canada, away from home. So I had that a little bit of practice of being away from home and carrying myself without parental supervision, you could say. Now, what's the question about food, Islam, having to pray or fasting? It's interesting. The first thing that I realized is that there's a lot of Muslims there. So that broke the stereotype that, you know, Islam is only in Malaysia. No, Islam is everywhere. Actually, you can pretty much find Islam almost everywhere on earth. So there's a lot of Muslims there because it's a very multicultural place. So, but not the kind of Muslims that we're accustomed to, because these are non-Malaysian Muslims. So you will be exposed to different Islamic cultures within their own culture, like Pakistani culture is different, Arab culture is different, and even within Arab culture, there are subcultures because not all Arabs are the same. Similarly, in the South Asian culture, not all South Asians are the same. So you are exposed to all these kind of things, and it's interesting because that broadens your view of the world. And whenever that you are in a situation where you find things that are different from what you're accustomed to, take advantage of that. Take advantage of the opportunity to broaden your mind. Because so far, at this point in my time, 19 years, I've only known Malaysia. I've only known Malaysian way of living. I've only known Islam the way that Ustazah taught me in school. So when I went overseas, I get to see the bigger side of Islam, because Islam is not just, you know, the Shafi'i mazhab. Islam is not just what was taught to us at school. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying that that's not the whole picture of Islam. Islam is a bigger thing. So you go out, and yes, you are going to be exposed to, you know, the not so nice aspect of Muslims, like weird beliefs and ideologies within the Islamic faith, which actually exists in any culture, any ideology. Even if you are an atheist, within atheism there are like crazy extreme people there. So there are bad apples everywhere. That's my point. But if you are going overseas, how are you going to make sure that you are not going to be influenced by all these different ideologies? Because that's the main concern, right? That's the fear. Your parents don't want you to go overseas because they think that you're gonna be westernized. Ah! So here's my take on it. You first have to have your own compass. You first have to have your own principles. You first have to have your own filtering mechanism so that whatever that comes in, it doesn't come in 100%. It comes in, it goes through a filtering mechanism. That's your principles. That's your thinking, right? This is where critical thinking comes to play. You don't just accept everything. You think about it. You consider it. You look at the contents of whatever that's coming. So even when I was there for 4 years in Canada, being exposed to so many different things, so many different ideologies, so many different things that I wouldn't want my son to be exposed to, but you know, you'll never know, I'm still, alhamdulillah, well rooted in my belief. Why? You know, credits to my parents. One of the few things that I credit my parents to is my compass. They taught me the compass for me to know how to navigate my life wherever that I am, because my parents cannot be with me all the time, and my parents know that. So they know that they need to instill in me few like key things about my faith, about my belief, so that wherever that I am, they could send me anywhere in the world and they will be okay with the fact that I will be well guided, right? There's always risk. There's always that risk that your sons, your daughters are going to be, you know, not what you want them to be. But at a certain age, you just have to believe in them. Your job as a parent, this is something that I think about, your job as a parent is to just instill that compass in them. After that, let them go. Because you cannot keep your children under your wings forever. They have to fly on their own. So that's what my parents did for me. So even though I was in a very non-Muslim country, majority non-Muslim country, I'm still okay with my Islam. In fact, I can safely argue my Islam became better when I was in Canada for 4 years, because I was bombarded by questions. I interacted with people with, even within Islam itself, people with different ideologies like Shia and Sunni and things like that, different mazhab. So it challenged me to figure things out. Because in Malaysia, I was in a safe zone, which, you know, nothing wrong with that. But being in the safe zone, if you are there for a long period of time, that safe zone can become your comfort zone. And like you probably know, comfort zone in the long term may not be a good idea, because when you are challenged within your comfort zone, you don't know how to deal with it. Right? So you need, before you are challenged or when you are challenged, you need to be able to grow outside of your comfort zone and broaden your horizon. So yeah, 4 years being in Canada, studying and living there, I would say that it was one of my many turning points in life. And also that's when I started my career. 2011, I was in my apartment and I started my first YouTube video, and that rolled over into the career that I have right now. So there's a lot of like wonderful memories about Canada. There's also a lot of bitter memories about Canada, but that's true for any place that you go to. Even you go to Mecca, the holiest place on earth, you will still have bad memories there. So there's no like perfect place for you to go. Culture shock, you get shocked everywhere you go. I get culture shock. The first culture shock that I remember wasn't outside of Malaysia, it was in Malaysia. I was in Subang Jaya, you know, city life, city place. I wasn't used to that kind of lifestyle back then. And my first culture shock that I remember was seeing a woman smoking. You know, call me like old-fashioned ke, budak kampung ke, but that was my first culture shock in Malaysia, not outside. And there's a lot of culture shocks that are going to happen wherever that you are. So the point I'm making with this video is that whether you study here locally, overseas, or anywhere on earth, how you turn up doesn't depend on where you are. How you turn up in the end depends on you, how you navigate yourself, the compass that you're using, and the kind of decisions that you are making based on that compass. You can be in Malaysia and still be a worse Muslim. You can be in America, but you become a better Muslim. It's not the place. It's not the place. It's you. Like I'm right now listening to the audiobook by Ramit Sethi. It's about finance, but there's one principle that he mentioned that I remember. He said, the problem and the solution is you. The problem and the solution is you. So don't blame like, oh, my toxic environment, or like I'm in a very kafir country. Don't blame the environment. Nabi Ibrahim was in a bad environment, but he turned out okay. So it's not the environment. The environment plays a secondary role. The main role is your internal environment. It's yourself, your compass that I mentioned. So that is where you have to focus on. So to the questioner who asked me the question, if you are going overseas, wherever that you go, just remember that compass and you'll be fine, inshallah. And just absorb the experience and the opportunities that are in front of you and make the best out of the experience. Maximize the experience so that when you come home, you'll get the most lessons and wisdom out of your experience for you to apply back home. So that's it. Thank you very much for listening in. Thank you very much for spending time with me this afternoon. Until next time, my name is Ayman Azlan. Assalamualaikum.